Arab and Israeli peace negotiators, and I also support President Bush's backing up Colin Powell on this. I think it is extreme chutzpah, extreme arrogant chutzpah of the Israeli government to attempt to dictate to Colin Powell not to meet with the peace negotiators. And as Powell has stated, he is the Secretary of State and he can meet with whomever he wants. Now, I also, I'm not a big fan, I've never been a big fan of Jimmy Carter. I never voted for him, certainly not. But I think that Carter is on to a good thing in backing up the Geneva Accord on the Israel-Palestinian question. However, Jimmy Carter, unfortunately, he used the wrong choice of words, which was reported in last Tuesday's New York Times. Jimmy Carter said that were he reelected president in 1980, he would have seen to it that there would be a final solution.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
Yeah, right, right. Many people saw that. Well, that's just about the worst choice of words, certainly for Jewish people. That final solution recalls Reinhard Heydrich and Adolf Eichmann.
Yeah, all right, let's not over-dramatize. Matter of fact, Michael, I would suggest, and I'd say this not in a pejorative sense at all, but I would suggest that you do some writing, because you like to wax eloquent, and we just can't do it in the framework of this program.
Oh, I realize.
All right, let me say something to you. That, are you sitting down?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sitting down.
Okay, good. I'm going to compliment you, because you had the chutzpah to say something a couple of weeks ago that was borne out by some writings of Martin Buber. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I'm familiar. In fact, when I was a youngster, I met Martin Buber in college. I didn't understand a word he said, even though he was speaking in English, because he spoke with such a heavy German accent, he might as well have spoken in German.
But do you know, when you voice your concern over the fruits of, or the benefits of Zionism, you upset a lot of people who... Let's face it, you know, this subject is supposed to be taboo, like Colin Powell can't meet with whom he wants. You're absolutely right. He's the American Secretary of State. He can meet with whomever he wants. But Martin Buber, back in 1925, I believe it was, had written that Zionism would bear bitter fruit. Are you aware of that?
I'm sorry, could you just repeat that, please?
That Zionism would bear bitter fruit.
Oh, yes, I know that Martin Buber was a strong supporter of the Yishuv, meaning the Jewish community in Palestine.
Right.
He was, but he was not a knee-jerk supporter of Zionism. In fact, I would say that many, not many...
He wasn't a supporter at all. What do you mean, knee-jerk? He wasn't a supporter at all.
Right, right. I would say that virtually all Orthodox rabbis, and not only Orthodox, but even Reform rabbis prior to around 1925, opposed Zionism. Zionism was considered anathema by even the majority of the American people prior to World War II. The majority of American Jews were not Zionists. The thing that brought this about was largely a fully understandable sympathy due to the genocide of Jews in World War II.
Well, I'll tell you something. As a longtime supporter of Israel, I was very annoyed over there trying to dictate to Colin Powell, the American Secretary of State, whom he could meet with, when he could meet, and anything like that. I think they made a terrible public relations gaffe. Thank you very much.
Bob, could I just say one other thing?
I wish we had... make it quick.
Yes, I want to again urge all your listeners to look up JewsAgainstZionism.com on the internet. JewsAgainstZionism.com, and you will know all about the whole controversy of Zionism, which is opposed to Judaism.
All right, thank you very much. That's Michael checking in on the Bob Graham program on WOR.